Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am so excited to talk today. I had a tremendous weekend in Atlantic City with my daughter's basketball team. They did not win any of their games, but let me tell you, some of the work they put in behind the scenes is showing up, and I'm really proud of that. And it reminded me of, you know, me always trying to relate anything in life to business. And so having a conversation with my daughter on the way home about doing the work outside of practice, doing the work outside of the games, that work is what shows up when you need it. And relating it to business, because that's how I roll, I started to realize that some of the work I do behind the scenes that you don't see, of course, like I've got the podcast, the book's going to be out any second. You see me on LinkedIn and Instagram posting all the things, but it's the work I do that y'all don't see that actually got me to where I am today. And the work that, you know, I talk a lot about what I do in my morning routine and, you know, grounding and prayer and all the things I study. And that is like the behind the scenes stuff that I often will share with you. But I didn't realize like how valuable it was until you see it play out in a sports game, right? So there are some girls who will just show up because they're really good and do what they do. But it makes you wonder, if they did the foundational stuff consistently, how much better could they be? And it really made me think of the details, you know, like some of the girls, you know, making some of the mistakes. Who cares, right? They're kids. They're going to make mistakes. This is how they learn. And it's not even about the game at this point. It's about business, right? So we're making some mistakes, or we're not where we want to be in business, or we're not at that level we want to be professionally. What are you doing when no one's looking? It's such an important conversation, and it made me look in myself, right? Because I don't think we're here to live through our kids. I think the kids are here to teach us something, and my daughter specifically is here to teach me something. And it's always been about the work we do when no one's watching. You know, she's got 2 practices a week officially, and then 2 strength and conditioning workouts, and then she's got Fridays off, and then games on the weekends. And I often will see her doing, you know, stuff in the driveway or working out at our home gym. And it just makes me so proud because I know it's going to translate eventually on the court. And I think about that for myself. What am I doing when no one's looking? Like, if I'm speaking on the stage and I'm feeling super confident, or even I want to feel confident, right? So what are my goals in business? Well, it's to write more books, speak on more stages, and stages can be defined as, you know, corporate experiences, workshops. It could be virtual workshops, training on LinkedIn, personal branding. A stage can be defined in so many different ways in the work that I do. And if I want to be more confident or get more results when I'm on it, it's not just what I do when I step on the stage. It's not just the wearing the tutu or being high energy or, you know, selling my next offer or introducing my next opportunity to the audience. It's really about the work I do before I even get on there. I mean, if we're going to rewind the tape, if you will, for me speaking on stage, it's what do I do right before I get on stage? What do I do that morning? What do I do the night before? All of that stuff builds my confidence and gets me prepared to be my best self on stage. Even back when I was in corporate America, it wasn't just the presentation I gave, or, you know, I was a recruiter at one point. It wasn't just about the interviews and calling in the right people. It's about the content I wrote. It's about sitting and reflecting about my work experience and what I can say about it to draw someone in. It's just keep rewinding back and go back and go back and go back. And it really does stem from the work we do when no one's looking. And so that's something I'll ask you. What are your goals for business, for career, for life, for home, for your physical appearance, for anything, whatever you're working towards? It's not just about that one thing. It's about all the things that are going to lead up to that thing that's going to get you there. And it also determines how quickly you get there. So my goal, immediate goal, is to put this book out into the world, Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. I'm literally about to upload it to Amazon today. So that'll be exciting. What I had to do to get this book was more than just sit at the computer and write it. I had years and years of experience learning LinkedIn, trial and error LinkedIn for myself, for my clients, for companies that I've taught, and refining all the work that I did every single day in order to feel confident enough to put this book out and to know it's going to impact anyone who touches it. For me getting on stage, it's not just about, you know, wearing the cutest outfit or having the best PowerPoint presentation. It's about fueling myself properly that morning. It's about getting enough sleep the night before. It's about doing my workouts so I have the endurance to go high energy for the entire hour or 90 minutes or 4 hours if I'm doing a half day thing. Like, it's all the stuff we're doing behind the scenes that actually gets us to where we're going. So for my 9-to-5er friends, if you're in a role that no longer serves you, or you're in a role where you feel you're ready for the next step, what are you doing behind the scenes? What are you doing outside of your office that's going to get you to where you want to be? If you're not sure what that looks like, I'm happy to have a conversation. DM me on Insta or LinkedIn and say, you know, foundations, I want to have a conversation about behind the scenes stuff. And it really is about how you're feeling your mind, how you're feeling your body, how you're feeling your spirit. How are you acting energetically? What are you putting out into the world? You know, are you doing those little things you need to do so it translates to the court, to the stage, to the office, to the boardroom? It's such an important foundational conversation. So I'll ask you, what are you doing when no one's looking? Are you sitting on the couch and watching Netflix? Are you on TikTok for 3 hours a day? Are you constantly being distracted? Do you not even know what you should be doing when no one's looking? Do you not even know that that's the thing that's going to get you to where you want to be? Spoiler, it is. So, what are you doing when no one's looking that's going to get you to where everyone's looking, to where they're looking at you, to where there's no doubt, it's so obvious that you're the person for the promotion, you deserve the raise, you're the one that's going to get hired over everyone else, you're the one that's going to get the clients, you're the one that's going to get the book deal, all the things. It's time we start to figure out where we want to go, how we're going to get there, who we need to support us, and what we're doing when nobody else is watching, because that's the thing that's going to get you to where you want to be. All right, friends, short episode today, but I was feeling it and I had to get it out. So until next week, continue to be awesome. I'll see you soon.